Ms. Erickson-Jones, please.
Thank you, Chairman Reichert, Ranking Member Pascrell, and the members of the committee for the opportunity to testify today. My name is Michelle Erickson-Jones, and I'm the co-owner of Gooseneck Land and Cattle and from Broadview, Montana. I also currently serve as the president of the Montana Grain Growers Association. I'm on the board of the National Association of Wheat Growers, and I'm a member of Farmers for Free Trade. As a fourth-generation farmer, it is my honor to testify here today on the impacts of tariffs on our farm, my industry, and most importantly, my community that depends on trade for their livelihood. American agriculture is a tremendous global success story, and the wheat industry is certainly no different. As such, trade is critically important to the U.S. economy and our rural communities. Farmers across the country depend heavily on our ability to sell our commodities to the foreign consumers. We are painfully aware of the prevalence of unfair trading practices used by some countries, and we support the administration's interest in finding solutions to tariff and non-tariff barriers that impede fair trade. But what I'd like to share with you today are some examples of the impact of tariffs imposed by our own administration and by the retaliatory tariffs leveled by our trading partners. These impacts felt by farmers such as myself throughout our supply chain, from higher input costs to reduced exports and lower market prices. In May, I testified at Section 301 hearings at the International Trade Commission. As I said then, and believe more strongly than ever now, while many rural American families are optimistic about the economic growth under the current administration, there is mounting concern among farmers about trade policies that would reduce access to the export markets that we depend on. There have been very few issues in my career as a farmer that have caused me to lose sleep, but these tariffs are one of them. I'd like to share some of the effects that have had been directly impacted my farm and my family. The first wave started at the time the administration imposed tariffs on steel and aluminum. For me and farmers across the country, that translated into increased costs for capital investments. For example, earlier this year, we priced a new 25,000 bushel grain bin to increase our grain storage capacity on the farm. The price was 12% higher than an identical bin we had built in 2017. As we weighed our options, the bid on bin number 2 expired, and we sought a second bid. In that time frame, the Section 232 tariffs had been enacted, and our secondary bid was 8% higher than the one we had received just a few weeks ago. That amounted to a 20% increase from a bin that we had built just a year before. The bin company attributed the difference in the final bin cost to the significant increase in the cost of steel. I learned that their domestically sourced steel suppliers had increased their price to match that of imported steel, which was subject to an additional 25% duty when imported. As a result of this dramatic cost increase and volatility in the market, we abandoned our grain storage expansion project. The implications of that not only harmed my operation, it also hurt my community. A small local construction company lost a project, a U.S. grain bin company missed a sale, and a domestic steel company had one less shipment to send out of their factory. Another unexpected outcome is something we are living through right now. Back in January, we built cattle guards for several capital improvement projects we had planned for later in the fall. A neighbor saw the finished project and asked to buy several of them from us. We agreed because we thought we would be able to utilize the profits for other investments or even to put away for a rainy day fund. Last week, I priced the steel that needed to replace the cattle guards I sold. The price of steel had increased 38%, which evaporated our profits. We will now rebuild those grain or cattle guards at a loss. These scenarios are playing out across the nation, particularly the states that depend on agriculture. These states depend on healthy agricultural commerce for a robust economy. As our profits evaporate and our ability to spend on rural Main Street businesses or take weekends away decreases, our other top economies, including tourism and manufacturing, are negatively impacted as well. While one singular example is of a small sum of money in the big picture is not much, adding them up across our rural economy becomes a staggering sum. There are countless examples in Montana where last summer large portions of the state were on fire. Just imagine the cost of replacing fencing or other equipment with prices increasing by double digits at a time of record low prices for the agricultural commodities. The impacts on our input costs, coupled with the increased market volatility and lower farm gate prices, have further reduced our already slim margins. According to the USDA Economic Research Service, net farm income is expected to drop to a 12-year low. Now allow me to further illustrate the impacts of tariff on our top line, which is sales, especially in an industry that exports $450 million of wheat to China annually, $65 million of which came from Montana. China is the world's largest wheat consumer with a significant trade opportunity in their market. In the market year 2017, China was our fourth largest customer. However, when China placed a 25% retaliatory tariff against our U.S. wheat, not one shipment of wheat has been purchased from the U.S. since March. The last shipment arrived last month.